What's going on in your Hancock Parks? You're for July. Yeah, July. Your country now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning. Rex Howard, heat advisory is extreme heat warnings out for our area. 95 with some sunshine today. So that puts the index, heat index as high as 106. WTOL11 weather is on the way as we head over to the Now line this morning at an undisclosed location. Michelle Rumschlag, Hancock Park District. Good morning.
Good morning. I hope everybody's enjoying this heat.
Yeah. Sounds like you're out in it.
Yeah, a little bit. But, you know, it's almost July, so, you know, it's going to be warmer. But I do prefer the cold. But, you know, I know people like the heat. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's July. But, yeah. You know, there's ways to stay cool, come out at night, and, you know.
It's an old-fashioned heat wave. Look at it that way.
So. Right. Yes. So.
We all remember things like that. And how do the animals, what do they do? Anything different or to cope with the heat?
I mean, they will. So, like, certain animals that are cold-blooded will, you know, not be out in the sun. So think your turtles, your snakes are usually sunning themselves to raise their body temperature. So they're obviously going to be in the water and breathing the shade because, you know, being cold-blooded, it's whatever the temperature is outside. So they would, you know, overheat with that, so they're staying cool that way. And you know, other animals, just obviously water, I mean, that's good for everybody, just lots of water, you know, staying in the shade. Yeah. Not mm-hmm. You know, they're probably just laying low and not like people, only doing what you need to do when right. It's just hot out.
Very good. Michelle on the line, and now line this morning, Hancock Park District. Let's talk about some of the things. Can you believe it's July? What's going on with this?
Right? So summer's like, I feel like once 4th of July hits, it's almost like, well, there's summer. And, right. And really, it's just kind of technically started. We've only been summer for a few weeks. But, yeah, so programs in July, of course, this is just a little bit of what we've got out there. But if you go to HancockParks.com, it's full programming. And being July is actually National Park and Recreation Association's Park and Recreation Month. That's a mouthful, but it's something that we're taking part this year. And so we're just highlighting really all of our parks that we've got. And so we're doing some programming that maybe you might go, where is that? Because, of course, a lot of you go to Oakwoods and Riverbend and Blitzenberg and things like that. But we're trying to highlight, again, some of those smaller parks that we've got and different things. And so one of them coming up this Sunday after the 4th festivities, on Sunday, July 5th, we're doing an Explore Vogelsong Conservation Area and meeting at East Point. So that is, just think, behind Brinkman's there on East Main Cross. And so going to walk to the conservation area. So it's along 568. Going to take that nice bikeway path to get there. It's along the river. So, again, we'll see, you know, one of our conservation areas that we've got and that can access. So meeting at 1 o'clock. This is for all ages. It's free, no registration required. And so hopefully it's not as hot on Sunday. It looks like the temperatures are going to drop a little bit. But again, Sunday, July 5th at 1 o'clock, meeting at East Point area.
80s will be cool. So, yeah.
Right? It's all relative, right? So I did see that next week it gets back to kind of the normal. And so, right. Yeah. So we'll, again, we'll bide our time until that happens.
So, yeah, take a look at HancockParks.com, and you've got a lot of activities during the month of July. And on the 19th, let's get nocturnal.
Yeah, so that's going to be taking place out at Oakwoods Nature Reserve inside the Discovery Center. So if it's something it's still hot, we're going to be inside the cool air-conditioned building. This is our monthly open house that we do over there, and it's just talking about, of course, all your animals that are nocturnal. That means things that are coming out at night. Owls, bats, raccoons, and just information of how those animals have those adaptations for being out at night. So different crafts, activities. It's from 1 until 4, so stop on by. Again, all ages are welcome. It's free. So Sunday, July 19th, out at the Discovery Center from 1 until 4.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Very good. Take a look at HancockParks.com. Get a lot of ideas and things to do during the month of July. Michelle, stay cool out there.
I will try my best.
Right. We'll talk to you. Oh, my gosh. We'll have to talk about August the next time we talk to you. That's crazy.
Right. It'll be here before we know, for sure. Right.
Thanks, Michelle.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Your country now. 100.5.
100.5 WKXA.